Indian Firms Drain Western Brains by Zubair Ahmed, BBC correspondent in Bombay, published March 16, 2004. Skilled Indian professionals have for years been travelling to the West in search of better job opportunities and a higher standard of living. But now the traffic may have started to flow from West to East. Some of India's biggest companies have begun importing executives from the US and Europe for the top jobs. According to one estimate, there are about 20,000 Western expatriates working for indigenous Indian companies. Lars Lundqvist, a Swede, manages a refinery owned by the chemicals to textiles conglomerate Reliance Group in Gujarat on India's west coast. When he arrived 5 years ago, he was one of the first Westerners to be employed by an Indian company. Initially, Mr. Lundqvist was a bit apprehensive to come to India, even though he had worked in several developing countries before. "I had not even heard of Reliance, but my wife said of course we should go. It'll be a great opportunity to see another culture. When I came here, it was in the final stages of construction, but I realized how big the refinery was. It is not just a lifetime opportunity for Indians, it was for me as well," he said. Reliance headhunted Mr. Lundqvist for his expertise in refinery safety and insists that he has indeed introduced safety measures comparable with any refinery in the world. Mr. Lundqvist is one of more than 200 senior Western executives the company brought over to India as part of a carefully drawn-up business plan to buy in skills Indians needed to learn. "There are certain jobs in our projects which are passport independent because of the sheer value they bring to the project," Reliance Human Resource Manager V.V. Bhatt said. "I think most of the systems and processes Westerners bring with them from their previous multinational companies are of great additional value here, and if you start a new company with those systems and processes, you've got a winner." So although the trickle of foreign executives has yet to become a trend, that could soon change, according to Ms. Toral Patel of the Global Accord Group, which headhunt Westerners for Indian companies. Ms. Patel gets many calls from top-flight Western executives seeking work in India, and they are in demand with many Indian firms. She mentions the software giant Infosys, which employs 300 foreigners, equivalent to 2% of its workforce. Similarly, the raw materials giant Aditya Birla has 20 nationalities represented in its 72,000-strong workforce, while the industrial conglomerate Tata is another great example. The foreign specialists are warmly welcomed by Indian workers, who are told that no Indian has been deprived of his job because he is not a foreigner. Indians know the expatriates are here for a limited period of time. They enjoy working with them because they have so much to gain from them. Adapted from BBC News.